Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The 36th annual Kentucky Alfalfa Conference is set for February 21st at the Cave City Convention Center. And this year, says UK forage specialist Ray Smith, one of the event coordinators, it has a new, longer name.
What we're really excited about for this year is that it's now called the Kentucky Alfalfa and Stored Forage Conference. So we're now going to be including things with grass hay production, with silage, with warm season annual hay and silage. We've kept the priority on alfalfa production, and we've expanded that in our 36th annual Kentucky Alfalfa and Stored Forage Conference.
There is a pre-registration deadline and fee, and we'll get to those, but Smith makes a point as to why this conference is so important and why it may draw over 200.
Majority cattlemen in Kentucky, their hay production is with our typical grasses like orchard grass and fescue and clover. And so with this expansion, we're bringing in information on quality hay production in those areas, and there's a tremendous potential in expansion of people growing forages for silage, whether it's round bale silage or whether it's actually chopped silage.
He says you can see the program and do pre-registration by doing an online search for KY Forages, which will take you to their website. Register by the 15th and it's $25. After that, it's $30. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got my GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. Contact your local Kentucky Adult Education Center today to begin building skills for credentials, college, and career. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
The February 21st Alfalfa and Stored Forage Conference, says Ray Smith, typically draws a wide range of participants.
Including hay producers, cattle producers, dairymen, industry people, just anyone that wants to know more about growing good alfalfa and good alfalfa grass mixtures.
And regarding that quality and maintaining it, Ray Smith was extremely complimentary of the Ag Development Board program for cost share on hay storage projects.
Because now in Kentucky, there's thousands of these hay storage structures that vastly have improved the quality of hay. Because hay that's sitting outside in a round bale in the weather, we all see them as we drive down the road, you often lose 30% of the yield from deterioration and even more of the quality or of the nutrition of the hay sitting outside. When you take it inside, your losses are very minimal.
That Alfalfa and Stored Forage Conference, February 21st. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.